This is 89.1 GLT and WGLT.org, Bloomington Normal's public media. When Bloomington's Modern Country Quartet, Brushville, plays Six Strings in downtown Bloomington tomorrow night, they'll be featuring songs from their new EP, Taking You Higher. Guitarist Dustin Reynolds stopped by the GLT studios this week to talk about the music biz and show off some songs from that new album. Reynolds says the band has learned a lot since they formed in 2012 and since releasing their debut album in 2014.
The music industry has changed so much, hence why we decided to do an EP instead of a full album release.
So what's the logic then for an EP? What did you learn?
A lot of what modern radio is taking is it's all about singles. They're not pushing albums. Nobody's really buying albums anymore. It's the iTunes thing, the Amazon thing, where they can pick out a song, you know, the single they like, and they buy that. When we put together an album or an EP, we want to put together a product that our fans that are buying our albums can listen to all the way through. That's full of what we deem to be great songs. A lot of these albums that are thrown out there anymore, fillers and stuff in there just to create an album, and it's not something you want to listen to all the way. And that's what we've kind of based our go at it about, is always producing quality product that our fans can listen to all the way through.
Country music radio is still a big thing, right?
Yeah, country is a huge genre.
Between hip-hop and modern country, those are the two genres right now that are still where radio is relevant, isn't it?
Yep. The pop scene's really big, too.
Yeah.
But it's all about a song anymore. You know, you got to break into something with a song, and then it's a singles game after that. They want single, single, single.
Grab a can or two out of that big igloo. Tip it back and tell me how you're feeling now. Find a little jam we love. Roll a little slow down low. Crank it loud. Then pass it round.
Well, we're playing the song Chill from Brushville from the new EP called Taking You Higher. Steve Albini, the legendary producer, was supposed to be in town last week. He had to cancel. Hopefully he's coming back. But we had a nice conversation with him. And he's talking about it's a great time to actually be in the music business. Unlike what a lot of other people say, You're not selling music, it's so hard, you gotta do this. He thinks it's great because the major record labels are almost irrelevant anymore to most bands. How do you view that? Are you trying to get on a record label? Is it important for someone in modern country to actually be on a label?
It depends on the route you're going. I get what he's saying. It's not that the record labels are irrelevant. It's that there's way less money and way higher risk involved.
For the labels?
Yes.
Okay.
So they're reluctant to sign people, and that's where it comes back to that singles game. You're releasing singles. If your single doesn't hit, you're out the door. They're bringing in a new face, and that's why you see so many artists in and out. You don't see the Garth Brooks or the Jason Aldeans or the guys that stick around for years and years. It's a singles game, and that's where they're not making their money, but they're making their money. It's not a lot of money at 99 cents a sale by the time you split it up, but you're making your money touring. It's these concerts, which $80 a ticket, that's where you're making your money.
This is GLT Sound Ideas. I'm John Norton with Dustin Reynolds of Brushville. They are at Six Strings in downtown Bloomington on Saturday night. Taking You Higher is their new EP. There seems to be a tightness to this album.
It's a little different sound, I think. Our first album was produced by Kyle Lenning, which if you've been in the country industry or followed it from years ago, you might recognize the name. He actually produced about every Randy Travis album, song, you name it, out there. And he's actually from, is it Cairo, Illinois? He was a Milliken grad. So our drummer, Darren Holthouse, went to Milliken and kind of got to talking to him during some sessions where he'd come back to the school and teach a little bit. And that's how we got hooked up with Kyle. But Kyle was more of the traditional kind of country sound. And we actually just recorded the new album here in Normal with Eric Nelson from Eclipse Studios.
No kidding.
And Eric's got a little more progressive sound to it, a little modern, and it sounds great. I mean, he did a great job. So
was he your producer as well?
Yes.
Man, he does everything from hip-hop to...
I think that's what gives it that difference of sound, too, is that...
And he's such a humble guy.
He is. Eric's awesome. the modern country sound we were talking about earlier is a little mix of everything. There's so much involved in it that, he was able to bring all those different genres in and make, you know.
Well, let me go in that direction, okay? I'm sure you've been asked many times. Before I do that, though, let's play the first song you released, Girl in a Trucker Hat,
yes.
Right?
There's a lot of girls in here tonight, hotter than them neon lights, looking pretty, dancing dirty. They got the beat that them boys all buy, but I'm hooked on a different look. A John Deere cap was all it took. Over in the corner there's a blue-eyed baby.
Girl in a Trucker Hat is a song you're hearing on GLT Sound Ideas from Brushville. It certainly sounds like a hit song.
It was written by a couple big-name songwriters, Red Akins and Ben Hayslip out of Nashville. They're two prominent songwriters.
Okay.
Red Akins was a star himself, country star, so we were gracious to get our hands on this song. We heard it, and, you know, it, just like every other thing, you can get songwriters to pitch you songs, and we got pitched this song by a publishing company. Publishing companies push the songs of the songwriters to the artist, and we got our hands on this one and loved it.
Snaps in the front, needle in the back, bolted off the rack at the quick side, $10 cash. Well, baby, how'd you know it looked like that? Damn, I'm a sucker for a girl in a trucker hat.